Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It seems no matter where you are on Earth, strange and unidentified aircraft are being spotted in the skies. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Today we're going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true UFO encounters. As always, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. Now, without further hesitation, let's get into these creepy and allegedly true UFO encounters. So I sneak out often to see my boyfriend at night. We always go to this spot in a neighborhood that is a park. It's a state park. There's a lake by it, and there's a secluded park bench tucked off. A fishing spot during the day, but there are two big openings in the trees to look out onto the lake and look at the moon and stars. We stay out there for a couple of hours, probably sometime around 4 or 5 a.m. when we start walking back home. We smoke and listen to music. We were just chilling, cuddled up, and it was around 4 a.m. at this time. So we were about to head back in about 30 minutes or so, and we're looking at the sky when I see something flying over the branches and over the lake. It was going at a decent speed, but not too fast, and he noticed it too. At first, we thought it could be a plane, since it was still a little high, but it was too small and not shaped like an airplane. So, we thought it could be a helicopter, but we did notice that it was much too quiet. There was no real noise at all. Not even the ducks around us were making any noise. It started getting closer, and then it gets lower to the ground. It probably gets about 150 feet away. It's in front of us at this point, and hovering over the lake at about 40 or 50 feet above the water. This thing was huge up close. Way too big to be a drone, and way too small to be a plane or a helicopter. Then my boyfriend and I's mouths dropped when we looked at each other. It stopped moving entirely, and just hovered over the lake for a good 2 minutes before it continued to go around the lake. It looked like a giant frisbee with a strip of dark green. It had a tinted window around it, with green blinking lights. The bottom of it had three bright lights. We just sat in silence and shock when my boyfriend starts freaking out for us to get out of there. I was still quiet and in shock, so I silently got my stuff together, but he could see it circling around in our direction. I swear, something in the sky kept following us home, and once my boyfriend and I split for me to go down my street and for him to go to his house, it stopped following me. At least, I think so. But I still saw whatever it was following him. After I snuck back inside, I called him because he was texting me in a panic. I could hear this strange buzzing noise from outside. When I answered, and he said it kept getting closer and closer, I told him just to tap on his mom's window for her to let him in, even though she'd be mad. She, of course, was upset. He tried to tell her, but of course she did not believe him. And when he looked out the window from inside his room, it was gone. I don't know what that was, but I'm sure it was a UFO or something the government is hiding from us, and whatever we saw we were not meant to see. I think the reason it continued to follow him instead of me was because of how calm and quiet my reaction was at first, but honestly, on the inside, I was terrified. To start, I live in a small town in the middle of Minnesota, and I've always been convinced that extraterrestrial beings are real, but I haven't had any real personal encounters until this happened. It was the middle of July in 2014 or maybe even 2015, something along those lines. My dad, brother, and I had gone in our backyard to stargaze sometime around 10 o'clock. I know it's dorky, but we liked it, and it was a nice bonding time. We had thought it would be cool. Here's some background. I'm a dude, and at the time I was 12 years old, and had a 5C iPhone. It was a piece of trash. This is somewhat essential to the story. And our backyard was an opening, surrounded by trees. So we were out there for roughly 15 minutes or so, and not much was happening. Maybe one or two shooting stars went by. So I decided to watch behind where we were sitting. About 5 minutes goes by, and we don't see anything. Then I point out that it's very, very quiet, virtually silent. My brother then got scared, and my dad said he hadn't even noticed. We were about to go back inside, but my eye catches something moving in the tree line from afar. It comes into view a little bit better, and we all see this thing. It must have been about 100 feet off the ground, no higher. It was absolutely silent. If I hadn't seen it, neither of us would have. We watched it as its 5 rotating orange lights passed beyond our view. Once it was gone, we tried to discuss what it was. During that time, another one came from the exact same spot as the first one came from. It looked almost identical. I told my dad to wait and see if another one comes. And sure enough, a third one did. I tried to get a picture of it, but my 5C would not focus, and for some reason the camera was malfunctioning. I know that's cliche. Even if it were in the middle of the day, I don't think I would have gotten a great shot just because of the angle. I was deciding if I should go through the forest and follow the UFOs. But being 12 years old and kind of a scaredy cat, I decided that wasn't my best bet. We waited for any more to come, but I don't think any more did, and I've regretted not going after them ever since. Because, you know, we're still not sure what we saw. My dad always said they were drones, but I've seen and heard drones multiple times in my life. They're dang noisy and small, much smaller than what we saw. I've not had any other encounters with this UFO or any UFOs for that matter. I will still from time to time wonder what it could have been, but all I know is we're definitely not alone. This was on the 11th of July in 2019. Me and my boyfriend, who is now my husband, were camping in the mountains. We were incredibly high up. Now this area is so high up and remote that there is virtually no light pollution, so you can see nearly every star in the sky when it's a clear night, like this one was. So we were just relaxing, staring at the stars. Usually romantic things you do in the mountains, when we started to notice the stars were acting differently. They appeared to be zigzagging and going upward and almost in a playful type motion. It was like they were weaving near each other and then away again in circular motions. We were amazed by it all, and could not take our eyes off the sky. This easily went on for about 2 or 3 hours. That wasn't the strangest part, though. Where we were camping, there is a very clear view of an opening between two other mountains. At around 2 a.m., maybe 3 a.m., I noticed this bright, very bright light between those mountains. So I nudged my partner to look over. We were staring at this massive, white and yellow-looking star going up and down very quickly. We noticed it was going towards us as well. My partner is a man that isn't easily scared, and this really freaked him out to the point he near broke my nose trying to hide fully in the tent with both of us screaming at this star. It just stopped right above us. When it was above us, right before we both panicked, it seemed to have a diamond shape and was super bright. But that wasn't the strangest part. When we were in the tent, the light didn't seem to shine through the tent. This thing didn't make a single noise. So, it wasn't a drone or anything like that. It was far too large. What seemed like seconds later, we were both so calm and looking at the stars again like nothing else happened. If both of us didn't experience this, if it was just one of us, I could try and make excuses for it. But I just can't. I can't explain it. And on the top of it all, when I'm talking about this, or in this case, typing it, it feels like I'm lying, and my partner feels the same way, like it never happened. Like I'm making it up, and the more I try to remember about it, I just feel like I'm nuts. Does anyone else have an experience like this? I'd love to hear some answers in the comments. I have never shared this story with anyone, but after stumbling upon this show, I feel comfortable sharing it here. It happened roughly about 10 or 11 years ago. I was 15 years old. And for all of these years, I haven't shared it with anyone because I know the looks and the scoffs I'll get. I know how insane it'll sound. But recently, I've started thinking about it more and more, and I was wondering if anyone here might be able to shed some light on it, or maybe tell me that I'm not as crazy as I think I am. Even better, someone say they've maybe seen something similar. I live in Washington, further up north to start. I was lying in bed one night. It was late, sometime around 2 a.m., and my laptop's Wi-Fi suddenly turned off, and my dog put her head up as if someone or something was nearby. I did my best to shrug it off initially, and went to check the router downstairs. I noticed the power was out at this point, and went back upstairs. I looked out the window, and I saw three lights in the sky moving. One yellow, one blue, and one red. I thought it was a plane, but the lights were too big and moving in circular motions. The next thing I knew, it was moving incredibly fast and went out of sight. The whole time, my dog was clearly upset and nervous. Once these strange lights flew away, she calmed down and the Wi-Fi slowly came back. The power came back on as well. I was pretty freaked out and still am, honestly. I know this sounds crazy and everything's so cliche and there's not too many details. That's why I tell myself it never happened and try to move on. I've never been too much into paranormal stuff or scary things or anything like that. I'm still not too deep into it. Any info is appreciated.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I'm a 32-year-old man, from and currently living in Cumberland County, New Jersey, which puts me about 45 minutes away from Philadelphia, and 45 minutes away from the Atlantic Ocean, while at the same time only being about 15 minutes away from Delaware Bay. After high school, I went into the Army as an intelligence analyst for a while, and then when I got out, I moved to New York City and worked as a project manager for a construction company, until I met my wife and decided to move back to New Jersey to be closer to our family, since she was pregnant with our daughter. That is just a little bit of background on me. So this all happened in October of 2018. It was 11:45 at night, and I decided to go on my front steps to take a smoke break. Usually, if I can't sleep, this is what I'll do. Everybody else in the house was already fast asleep. It was a clear night without many clouds in the sky, but there was some fog on the ground. As I was smoking, I was looking at the fog, and to me, it looked like there was movement in it. I know it sounds crazy, but it was almost like there was an invisible camouflaged thing or something out there that I wouldn't be able to see if it wasn't for the fog hanging on the ground. As I was looking at the fog, I noticed this white truck that had driven by at least two times at this point. I could hear a woman and a man yelling at each other when the truck stops at the stop sign in front of my house. The woman gets out screaming, and the man slams the door as he pulls off fast, then proceeds to walk into the woods across the street from me. Which is weird, because there isn't anything back there except for blue holes until you hit the bay. If I walk out of my front door and just keep walking straight, there won't be any houses or civilization at all, only trees and artificial lakes, also known as blue holes, left over from sand plants until you hit the Delaware Bay. So, At this point, it's been about 5 minutes since the woman walked into the woods, when things started going from weird to unbelievably scary. What happens next is the strangest and most reality-shattering thing that has ever happened to me. I'm still looking at the movement that I'm seeing in the fog when I hear this very loud noise come from the woods that sounded like metal being ripped apart. There really is not a good example I can give for the sound, because it was so unearthly. I'm sure it wasn't a natural sound. The sound lasted for a good 10 to 15 seconds, then abruptly stopped and was replaced with a different sound, which I can feel more than I could hear. Imagine being aware that there's a huge sound happening by you, but it's out of frequency, and your ears can barely hear it. That's the best way I can describe it. The sound is constant through the rest of this experience. This is the point where I'll probably lose some people, and I'm aware of how crazy this all sounds. But as I'm getting adjusted to the sound, it feels like something reaches out to me mentally in my own head, but does so without words and only conveys a feeling of calm and a heads up for some sort of warning for something is about to happen. It kind of felt like whatever it was feeling me out to see how I would react. Honestly, I have no idea how to explain what I was currently experiencing. It was similar to like a security check, I guess. As I was having this feeling of calm conveyed to me, I noticed a light in the sky that seemed to have risen out of the woods. I would say about 5 or 6 miles away from me. At this point, it's only a ball of light in the distance, but I just knew that it was coming straight towards me, although it wasn't moving very fast. Right after I noticed the light in the sky is when I start to feel really freaked out, more than I have ever been in my entire life. In the woods across the street from me, which is no more than 50 yards away, all of these orbs of light start to appear. I could see some which seemed to flicker into existence. These orbs were all white. They were very bright and didn't light up the area around them, though. It was what you would expect from flashlights. There were probably about 12 to 16 of them, which moved in a totally smooth manner. Besides the trail to get into the woods, the area is so dense and invested with the stickers, thorn bushes, and stuff like that, it simply wouldn't be possible for humans to walk and move with their lights like this, let alone do it completely smooth. I am incredibly positive that they were not people with flashlights because of the area and the characteristic of the light orbs themselves. So, I'm just watching the orbs move around for about a minute or so, trying to make sense of what is going on. I look back up to the sky to find a craft coming practically right towards me, with only probably 1,000 yards between us at this point. So I'm going back and forth looking at the orbs on the ground and the craft, which I start to make out better. It was flying very low. I'd say it was only about 3.5 to 4 stories off the ground. I see the path it's taking, and see it's going to pass right in front of me at an angle, which I'll be able to see underneath the craft and the side of it at the same time. The craft was a single-story dull black rectangle. I could see underneath the craft and saw that the rectangle was made up of 3 smaller rectangular panels that fit together from a larger rectangle. I clearly saw that the craft was made up of 3 panels. The size is harder to estimate, but I would say it was about 35 yards long and maybe 20 yards across. Underneath, there were lights in a flashing pattern that would cycle through and cycle back the other way. In the moment, I thought that the craft was signaling to the orbs on the ground. But it didn't make any sound at all, and all I was hearing was this very faint humming noise that I felt more than I heard. While it was in front of me, it was moving really slow to the point that I don't think a plane with a normal propulsion system could even stay in the air at that speed. I take my eyes off the craft for literally a second. I look back down towards the oars, which are still moving around. They're almost going in a straight line, one by one, in front of me across the street. I only took my eyes off the craft for a moment when I looked up at the orbs, but when I looked back at the craft, it was gone. For whatever reason, when I saw the craft just vanish like that, the reality of what I was seeing really hit home, and I got scared, to be honest with you. Since my daughter, wife, and mom were all no more than 50 feet away from me inside, with all this craziness going on. I went inside and locked the doors. I just felt like I'd be willing to investigate more if it was just my life I was playing with, but I wasn't willing to take that chance with my family's life. I could only have just been paranoid at this point, but I felt like I was being watched for the next 2 hours. I didn't have any lost time from this event, and the entire thing happened only over a period of 20 to 30 minutes. Looking back on the event now, I question what exactly was going on with the white truck and the woman who walked into the woods at the beginning of the story. I've also done some research and found out that there are a good number of reports of people seeing a glimmer man in the woods, which makes me think of the movement I was seeing in the fog. Where I live is very active for UFO phenomenon, which makes sense if something like this wanted to access major cities like Philadelphia, New York City, Baltimore, and DC. What could possibly be a better hiding place than to hide in an almost inaccessible 1,000-foot-deep lake in the middle of the woods? I'm going to try my best to make this short and simple by stating the simple facts of what I witnessed during my two separate incidents. I usually relay my thoughts in small details because that's just how I work. I'm doing it already, so hopefully this isn't too bad. The first incident is going back to late summer of either 1989 or 1990. I was at work with two coworkers near Rhinebeck, New York. One of my coworkers was outside smoking when he called to myself and another coworker to come outside and see something. When we exited the front door, we saw the classic V-shaped aircraft hovering above a tree in our front yard. It was directly above the tree, which was about the height of the building, 2 stories or so, so maybe 30 feet up if I had to guess. I walked up, or ran actually, to the tree to try to see if I could get a picture or something of it. I probably got close to where it was 30 feet above me. It had 5 to 7 white lights, with the largest at the bottom center of the V, with the others running up from it. It made no noise, and even though whatever it was blocked out the sky, I could not make out a structure or body. It very slowly and silently started heading across the street and over a hill. My two coworkers went inside, but I remained in case it came back. It did. When it reappeared from behind the hill, the shape had changed. The lights were now in a straight line and were more of an orange color. It headed back toward my location, changing shape, or light formation, as it moved. It took on the shape of a diamond, an X, then back to a V, before it moved back directly over the building. It kept going in that direction, then headed south and out of sight. This second incident happened when I was at home. Having recently moved into a new apartment, things weren't all organized and my new bed had not arrived. Anyway, I was fast asleep on the floor. I should also mention that I was an incredibly heavy sleeper. During the night, I woke up from a sound sleep and sat straight up. This was something I almost never do. Anyway, the corner of the room was lit up with what looked like dozens of very pale, multicolored lights. Staring at them, I noticed a shadow of a figure out of the corner of my right eye. It looked as though it was moving closer. Then, well, that's all I remember. The next day I woke up not immediately remembering what I had seen. All of the clocks in the house were either stopped or flashing 3 a.m. Even the VCR flashed that time and was also playing even though there was no tape in it. I had to unplug everything with an electric and electronic clock in the apartment in order to reset and fix everything. Things were kind of strange after that. It wasn't until I was doing so that I remembered what had taken place. I've been told that I should try hypnotism regarding the second incident, but I'm not really sure I trust that practice. One of my close friends is actually a licensed hypnotic therapist, or whatever you call them. But I still don't know. In all honesty, I don't know if I want to know. Anyway, these are my personal experiences. I'd love to know if anybody has any thoughts in the comments down below. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true UFO encounters. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this episode gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm, and that's incredibly helpful to the swamp. If you're listening to this on iTunes or another podcast platform, please be sure to give this show a 5-star rating, as that helps us over there. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new episode, as I upload them nearly every single day on all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, whether it be an experience with a UFO or something different, please be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. If you're on the go, but don't have YouTube Premium, but still want to listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories no matter where you are, you can download them absolutely free from Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and just about anywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. It's absolutely free, and always will be. If you would like to support the Swamp outside of hitting that like button, subscribing, and maybe giving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast, check out the merch store. I've got t-shirts, hoodies, face masks, and more. I'd love to see you guys wearing some cool Swamp threads. I'd love to know in the comments down below what story tonight was your favorite. Honestly, I'd probably have to say that last one. Very strange and interesting things went down in that story. What do you think about the shape-shifting lights? Do you think the machine itself was moving? Or is it just the lights? Anyways, be sure to join me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.